Today's shir is a Masechta Yevamos on Daf Chaf Aleph. We will begin on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom of the Amud, in the middle of the line at the two dots. Itmar, we have learnt, Bias Koyin Gadol Ba'almana. Let us begin with a short Hakdama. As we have seen on the last Daf, when a Koyin Gadol has his Yevimtoi, who by nature is an Almana, he is faced with a possible aveira of an asay and a los asay. The asay is the pasuk in Vayikra Chof Aleph, pasuk Yud Gimel, the who isha b'psuleh yikach. He has a mitzvah asay to take a woman who is a psula, and therefore it's also an iser asay for him to take a woman who is not a psula, who is a bu'ula. And the pasuk continues in pasuk Yud Dalet. Amanu grusha v'chalala zoynes eila lo yikach ki im besulim me'am of yikach isha. So he also can be over on a lav of amana lo yikach, and that's why we learnt in yesterday's Gemara that by a kohen gadol amana min anesuin ein asei docha los asev asei. The question is, what happens if he was over and he took this almana, he took this yevam, he made yibum with her? The Gemara brings a machlokas, as we will soon see, between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. One of them says that the tzora is now potter from chalitza, and the other one says the tzora is not potter from chalitza. If we say she's potter from chalitza, it means that the marriage that the Kohen Gadol did with the almana, there was a kinyan there. He will not be able to remain living with her because he's living be'isser, but he was kind to her. Therefore, he potters the tzora from chalitza, and if he will need a get to separate himself from his wife. If we say that in such a case, ena poiteres, then it means that both the yevama and the tzora, both of them require chalitza. Let us see the Gemara inside. Itmar, bias kohen gadol ba'almana. If the kohen gadol went ahead, which he shouldn't have done, and he did yibum with the almana. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar. It's a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar. Chad omar, ena poiteres sarasa. One says that the tzora is now not potter from chalitza. She has to do chalitza because what the Kohen Gadol did was meaningless. The Chad Omar Pater Sarasa. And one says, no, that he was kind to her, and therefore he potters the tzora. If we look at the last Rashi on the Omid, Rashi says, the Ramaschal Poiteres, Poiteres oisa ves sarasa mina chalitza. Rashi learns that the machlokas here between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar is not just in the tzora, as it would seem to be from the Gemara, but actually it's both in the yevama and in the tzora. If I hold poiteres, then both women are potter from chalitza. And Rashi continues, v'sagi lo beget. In the one that he did yibum with, it will be sufficient to divorce her with a get. He will not need to give her as well chalitza. If I hold eina poiteres sarasa, then it means what he did is nothing, it's meaningless, and therefore both women require chalitza. Says the Gemara as we continue on daf chafal famed aleph, be almana min anesuin, kuli ami loy pligid loy patra. As we have learned, there's two cases of an almana l'kohen gadol. One is that she became an almana min ha'erisin. She was only engaged, she only had erisin with her previous husband, and she became an almana. And the other case is almana min anesuin. So the Gemara says that the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar is not in the case of almana min anesuin. There everyone will agree. Kuli amaloi pligi deloi patra. Now before we go on, let me just speak out the Marsha's question. The Marsha asks, why is this whole shaila here negay only the tzara? L'chayra, the Gemara should have said the shaila on the Yavama herself. Does she require chalitza because the yibum was meaningless? Or does she not require chalitza? And as Rashi said, v'sagi lo beget. Rashi tells us this. But the Gemara does not mention anything about the Yavama. It only speaks about the Tzara. Why not make the Machlokas negay of the Yavama herself? Is chalitza required or is a get sufficient? Answers the Shara Melech, ein echanami. According to Rashi, the Machlokas is concerning both women. Do they both need chalitza? Or do we say that Tzora does not need chalitza and the Yavama needs a get? That's the Machlokas. The reason the Gemara only mentioned the Machlokas concerning the Tzora is to tell you a chiddush according to the Man d'Yomer, who says poitera sarasa, that even though the Maisa Yibim was made with the Yavama, yet that's enough to pater the Tzora. Nothing was done to the Tzora, but that Maisa alone, even though it involved Isurim, but the Maisa was done, once the Maisa was done, even the Tzora to whom nothing was done is Potter completely from Chalitza. So for that Chiddush, we focus the Machlokas concerning the Tzora, but Einichanami, as Rashi points out, the Machlokas is Nagea both. So now the Gemara continues on Daf Chaf Aleph that the Machlokas cannot be by Almanim and Anasuin, because by Almanim and Anasuin, everyone will admit that the Yibum is not worth anything. She is not konui to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, since there's no mitzvah of Yibum, is over on the Isser of Eishazach. He's over on the Isser of Almano La Yikach. And both the Isha and the Tzara will require Chalitza. And what he did was meaningless. Why? Because Ein Asei, Doichel Oisev Asei. As we began with the Hakdama, by an Almana min ha-Nesuin, the Kohen Gadol faces a Lo Sase and an Asei. And therefore, Ein Asei, Doichel Oisev Asei, there's no Mokum here for Yibum. Ki Pligi, when will there be a Machlokes between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Lazar? By Almana min ha-Erison. That's by Almana min ha-Erison. Why? Because by Almana min ha-Erison, since there was no Bia, therefore she is still a Psula. So he's not over on the mitzvah asay, the isra asay, vahu isha b'psula yikach. She is a psula. The only thing that he's over is on amona es eila lo yikach. That's what he's over on, only on a loisase. So now we have the basis for a machloikis. Mandi omer preteris osi asay, v'dochi es loisa. There's only a loisa. So the asay of yim is doicha the loisa of amona. There's no chorus. So we don't say ein asei doichel loisa yesh by chorus in this case. There is no chorus. It's only a loisa. Asei is doichel loisa. Uman di omar ein a preteris. But the man di omar says that even by amonim and aerison, what the Kohen Gadol did is meaningless, and they both still require chalitza. Why? I asei doichel loisa. No. As we learned at the end of yesterday's sugya, Resh Lakish said, Rish Lakish said a klal, that if you can do the assay without being over the loisa assay, then you should do the assay without being over the loisa assay. Then the assay is not doich loisa. But where the only way to do the assay is by being doich loisa, then the assay should be doich loisa. And the Gemara concluded there, three lines from the bottom of the Amud Chaf Amud Beis, Hachanami Efshar B'Chalitza. Here, in our case, you could do chalitza. So you could be mekayim the mitzvah through chalitza. So it's not necessary to be over on the lav of amona layikach. And therefore, according to Rish Lakish, according to this man d'yomer, loy asi asay v'dachi es loisa asay kiven d'afshar b'chalitza, since you can do chalitza. And therefore, if he went ahead and he did yibum, he's not koina, and both women still require chalitza. And he will not be able to be potter from his wife with a get alone. Meis Vidigamor asked a question on this. We learned Vimbalu Kana. This is speaking about all lavin, women that are usher to a person because of a lav. But they're not a lav sheyesh boy chorus. The halacha is Vimbalu, that if they did be a kanu, they are kind of them. And all that is required a get is a get. So to Yufta, L'chaira, this is a upshlag on the Mandi Omar, who says, Eina Poiteres. From here we see clearly that the tzora will be potter because there was a kinyan made. This is his regular wife. If when he is going to separate himself from the yuvama, from his wife, he will only need a get and he will not need chalitza, and the tzora will also not need chalitza. So this would seem to shlug up. And that mandiyomer who says ain't a poteris, from here we see that the tzora is potter from chalitza. Ask the Gemara, the svora of the mandiyomer that ain't a poteris was based on Rish Lakish, that since you have an option with chalitza, we will not say here I say doichaloi sasa, and therefore if you went ahead and he did yibum, it's meaningless. Leimet have nami to yufta the Rish Lakish. Maybe from here there should also be a kasha on Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish said that wherever you have a way not to be over the lav, the assay is not doichaloi sasa. And lechari here we see that even though he had an eitz of chalitza, if there was bia in Balei Kana, and apparently the assay was doichaloi sasa, Amalek Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish will tell you, my rule still applies. But it doesn't apply in this case. Ki aminah no, when did I say my din, heichel mekayim mitzvah? That's where you have a choice. Either way, you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah. One way you're going to be after over the lav. The other way you will not be over the lav. So Rish Lakish says, of course, there we don't say, asay dechloisa, because you have an option not to be over the lav. And you're going to be mekayim to make mitzvah either way. Aval hocha, but in our case, chalitza b'makom yibum lav mitzvah. As the Gemara tells us in Bechairis, the main mitzvah is yibum. If a person doesn't want to do yibum, the Torah gave them a halachic way of fulfilling the mitzvah, but through chalitza, but that's a lesser madrega of a mitzvah. The main mitzvah, he was not mekayim. So legabe yibim, chalitza, the Gemara tells us here, is lav mitzvah. It's not considered a mitzvah. So then Rish Lakish says that this is not doima to my klal. My klal is only said when either way you're going to fulfill a full mitzvah. So then, if one way is by being over the lav, and one way is not being over the lav, we tell you to take the option of not being over the lav. But over here, if he won't be over the lav, he won't be fulfilling the mitzvah fully. Chalitza b'makim yibum lav mitzvah. Therefore, Rish Lakish says, I also agree that he should do yibum and he should do the mitzvah fully. And Mimela Dasei will be doich loisaseh. It's his full wife. He has to give her a get, and the tzora does not need chalitza. And so paskens the Rambam, that all chayve lavin, which do not have chorus attached to them, if they were boiled, the yavim was boiled, that woman, that paters the tzora, and they require a get. Both women do not require chalitza. We learned in the Mishnah Daf Chof Amud Aleph that there is an iser mitzvah. Iser mitzvah means shniyos. Those arise that the Rabbanan added to what is written in the Torah. And the halacha for shniyas to fall the yibim is chaletzes v'loy misyabemes, that they only receive chalitza and not yibim. A marshal for shniyas is kalas benoy. Kalasai, his own daughter-in-law, is an arise from the Torah. And kalas benoy, this is a shniyas that the chachamim added. Now begins the Gemara, Amar Rava, remez l'shniyas menatarim nayin. Where do we find a hint to the inyan of shniyas that the Rabbanan enacted from the Torah? Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk at the end of the parsha of Arayis, ki es kol ha-toeves ha-eil osu anshei oretz, all the people who lived in Eretz Canaan before Klal Yisrael came there, they were over on all these various abominations. The lashon of the pasuk is ha-eil, where normally we would think the pasuk should have said ha-eila, these. So the Gemara learns out that ha'el means kashois. Those are difficult ones. Mechlal de karakois. So from here I deduce, here's a remes that the goyim did all the terrible abominations, the hard ones. But there are also isurim, there are also arayas, which are lighter, lesser than the kashois. But they're still lesser. That's a remes to the ones that the Rabbanan enacted, which are called shniyas, umay ninu, and what are they? Those are the shniyas, the secondary arayas. Frei de Gemara, my mashmad o eil lishna de kashu. From where do we know that the word eil means something difficult? The Gemara answers the chsiv, because it says in a pasuk in Yecheskel concerning Nebuchadnezzar, the people that he took from Yerushalayim, ves Ele Ha'aretz, the strong ones of the land, Lokach, he took. So we see that Ele, that is the word ale, and it means the strong ones, and that's how we are learning Pshat in the Pasuk in Vayikra Yudches, Pasuk Chav Zayin, ki es kol hatoy eva yus ha'el asu anshe oretz asher lefnecha. The Gemara asked the question, Lema, please, Rabbi Levi, should we say that if you say ha'el means the tough ones, the hard ones, that's arguing on Rabbi Levi, Dom Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi said, kosher anshin shal midos yoysim anshin shal rayas. It is more difficult, the punishment for having faulty measurements, more than the punishment for arayas, for illegitimate relationships. Why shezen namer ben ale? Because concerning arayas, as we just saw the pasuk, ki es kol atoyevis so ale. It says the word ale. Vizen namer ben ale. But concerning midos, if a person doesn't have correct measurements, the pasuk says in Devarim Chafhei, Pasuk Tazayin, Kisayav as Hashem Alekecha, Kol Oise Eila, Kol Oise Ovel. That whoever does an injustice and doesn't have correct measurements, correct weights, they are doing an Ovel, Kol Oise Eila. So what is Rav Levi saying? That Arayas are not as strong as Midos. Midos, it uses the words Eila. So l'chayr it would seem that ale is not a lashon of kosher, because ale, the word ale is said by Arayas, and that's not as hard as ale, according to Rav Levi. So should we say that when we learned that a remez, Rav's remez from Kies Kolot so ale, that it's kosher, mechlal de karakos, that Rav Levi wouldn't agree with that, because Rav Levi says ale is the tough one, not ale. To get more answers, that's not difficult. Really, ale means kosher also. Ale kosher. But the ale and the word ale, kosher, may ale. That's even harder than ale. So, einachanami, by a rise, it says ale. I can deduce that there are rakois, because ale means kosher, as we saw from the pasuk in Yecheskel concerning the Nebuchadnezzar. But when you get to Midos, where it used the words Eila, that's even stronger than Eil that is written by Arias. Ask the Gemara, if Eila is what makes the thing very strong, so why do you say Midos are stronger than Arias? I find the word Eila by Arias also. Gabe Arias nami hoksiv Eila. It says by Arias also the word Eila. As Rashi brings down the pasuk from Vayikra Yudches pasuk Chavtes, Ki kol asher yasem mikol ha'toeves ha'ela v'nichrusu on the foshes oises mikarev amam. So why do I say midos according to Rav Levi is kosher oinshin of midos yoisim oinshin shor arayas? Because by arayas it says ale, and by midos it says ale. By arayas it also says ale. The Gemara answers, that is not to show you that it is hard. Hahu lima'ute midos mikareis. There, the pasuk is saying, Arayas, Eila. These are the ones, v'nichrusu anafashas oisais, and not the Eila from Midos. As the Oracle in there brings down from the Rashbam and Bava Basra, that I would have thought that since both by Midos and by Arayas it says the words Toeva, because concerning Arayas it says, ki es kol ha-toeva yisrael osu anchiorets. And by Midos, it says, Kisoyev HaShem Lekecha Kol Oise Eila Kol Oise Ovel. So I would have thought we would make Gzeira Shava from one to the other, that it says the same thing by both. And just like by Arayas, there is chorus, there should be Arayas by Midos as well. There should be chorus by Midos as well. Kamash Milano, the only one that gets a chorus is Arayas, Eila V'nichrusu. However, Midos do not receive chorus. The Gemara says, so if so, why is the Einish from Midos worse than Arayas? Arayas, you tell me, gets Chorus, and Midos does not get Chorus. So why, in fact, is there a harder Einish for Midos than there is for Arayas? Elamai Chumraya. What is the Chumra that Midos has over Arayas that Reb Levi should say that Kosher Einishin shall Midos, Yaisim Einishin shall Arayas? The Gemara answers, Hani after Betshuva. Arayas, it's possible to do Tshuva. Hani lo yefshir b'tshuva. However, by Midos, it's not possible to do tshuva. Says Rashi Divri Amaschal. Arai is Efsher Betakana. His gear says Betakana, which is the first small line in the Rashi on the Amid. Calls Man Shalai Hailud Mamzer. As long as he hasn't had a child who's a Mamzer, even though he was over on Arai, Yifresh Hemen, he should separate himself. V'yischaret, he should have Charata. And that's his tshuva. Avol Midos Gezel Asarabim, who... He doesn't know, says Rashi, by Midos, which he's stealing from the Rabbim, he doesn't know who to give it back to. Who did he steal from? The Afal Gav Dekaimel, even though the Gemara in Be'ah Chav Tes tells us, Yisakim Bem Tzarka Rabbim, when a person steals from the Rabbim, he should do things for the Rabbim, and he'll be paying back. He should build a road, a bridge, and he should do something that the Rabbim should have benefit from and him, and in this way he will be paying back the Rabbim. Lav tshuva ma'al yisrihu. That's the best he can do. But it's possible that the person he stole from, by having a faulty weight or measurement, will never have hanav from the work that he is doing for the rabbim. And therefore, he's never paying that person back for his gezel. The best he can do is to do something, a public work, that many people will have benefit from. But it's not tshuva ma'al yisrihu. Now we see from Rashi learns that the only time it's shach tshuva by Arias is if he was loy hailud mamzer. The Meiri, the Tosfos Rosh, disagree with Rashi because they say, Einachanami, we find in the Gemara, that me'uvas lo yuchal liskoin, that something crooked you cannot correct, is speaking about if hailud mamzer, if he had an illicit relationship with a woman, and she gave birth to an illegitimate child, so there's no way to rectify that. That's pshat. These Rishonim say, in the Taitzah of the Avera, in the result of the Avera. But in the Etzem Avera itself, in the Maisa Avera, that, if he truly separates himself and never will do this again for the rest of his life, he has Charot al Over, Kabbalah al Haba, it is possible, even though he has a Mamzer as a child, to do a Tshuva Shlema. However, as we said by Midos, this is impossible because it's Gezel Rabbim and he can't do a 100% full Tshuva. That's why Midos is worse in a certain sense than Arias, and that's why Reb Levi said the Oynish for Midos is harder than the Oynish for Arias. One is Ale, but the other is Aleph. Reb Yehuda Amar Malach, Reb Yehuda said that a Remez for Shnias is from the following Pasuk concerning Shlema Melech. And the full pasuk is in Kehelas Yud Beis pasuk Tes, V'yoyser Shoya Kehelas Chacham Oid Lima Das Esa'am. And now our Gemara quotes the rest of the pasuk. V'izen V'chiker Tiken Mishalim Harbe. Rashi explains the beginning of the pasuk that the Lima Das Esa'am means that he taught them the trup, the way one should sing the melodic tune of the Torah, and that itself teaches a person what the pshat in the words of the pasuk is. Also, he made an analogy from one halacha to the other. He was gomer milsa mi milsa, and then he made sure that the people should be very careful in enactments of the derabbanan. As Rashi brings down the pasuk, v'yoyser mehema b'ni hizor, be more careful, even more than the words of the Torah, in the words of the Chachamim. Hizor b'divrei seifrim, yoyser medivrei Torah. And v'gozar al hashniyos, he made a gzeira for shniyos. How do I see that Shlomo HaMelech made a gzeira on shniyos of Arias? That I learn out from the word v'izen. V'izen, pashut, means he made the people hear the halachas. V'chiker, he analyzed them. Tiki Mishalom Harbe, he fixed, he was misakin many Mishalom. But the pshat that we're learning now in V'izen has nothing to do with hearing. It has to do with the following. V'omer Ula, Omer Ablazer, Kaidim Shabbat Shlaima, before Shlaima came, Ha'isatayra Daima Lechfifa, it was like a basket, She'ein Laznaim, that had no handles. A handle is shaped in the form of an ear. It's called an oizen. At Shabbat Shlaima v'asla aznayim. Shlaima made handles to the basket. You were able, it's very difficult to carry a basket full of produce when you have no handles. With handles, it's much easier. So the pshat is, as Rashi explains, he made a takana for shniyos, and by making the gzeira on shniyos, he was able to make sure that Hachanami says Rashi Eidei Shnius Misrachikim in Arayis. In order that a person should not come to be over on the Isser Arayis, he made handles. If he had not made the handles, it would be very Isser, very easy to come to the Etzem Isser of Arayis. By making a handle, by making a geder, a susi yogla taira, he made sure that through the fence of Shniyos, people would never come on to the Isser Arayis itself, and they were able, through these handles, to carry the load that was in the basket. Taisvis, in the top Taisvis, on the Amid, asks the question of the Gemara in Erev and Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara there says, B'sho shetikin shloim in the Tilos Yudayim, ve'erevin, Yatzis Abasko va'omra, and the continuation is, Im Chacham Lipcha Yisamach Libi Gam Ani. Hashem was very happy when Shlomo HaMelech was a Masak in Netilas Tadayim and Erevit. So Taisus wants to know, why V'lechash of Shniyos? Why didn't the Gemara say that if Shlomo was Masak in Shniyos, so why didn't the Gemara there mention it? Taisus answers, Shema Acher Baskol Tikna. The Takana before the Baskol was Netilas Tadayim and Erevit. The Shniyos were after the Baskol. The Taisus, you show him here at the bottom of our Amid on the left side, he asks the same question, and he answers, V'yesh loymer, D'leichosh v'el adover atoli b'chachma b'svoras halev. Aval hacha ein adover atoli b'chachma, el lahachmer v'lasas siyag l'tayra. So the Taish Shalom answers that the Gemara in Erevin is only speaking about those things which showed Shloimer's wisdom. This was stamat takana, stamat zera, that you shouldn't come to be over the Iker Isser of Arayas. He made a siyog, he made a fence around the Torah, and he made Shniyas. It doesn't show such great Chochmah. However, Netilas Yadayim and Erevim shows great Chochmah, and perhaps there are many reasons why it's a great Chochmah, but perhaps we can understand it with what the Kotzker Rebbe said. Kotzker Rebbe said that Shlomo HaMelech, on the one hand, was Masak Netilas Yadayim, which is the idea of separation, that the Amoritz, for example, things from an Amoritz are considered Tomei. We have to separate ourselves. We have to wash ourselves, B'tahara, have our hands constantly B'tahara. And at the same time, Erevin. When Erevin shows inclusion, that make an Erev, and through the Erev, you're including all the people in a community together. The wisdom of Shlomo was that he was able to be misaken these two seemingly contradictory takanais, but yet Shlomo knew when to apply the Netilas Yadayim, the separation principle, and when to apply the inclusion principle. He was able to make a synthesis between these two different opposing procedures and make them blend together. That was the great Chochmah that Shlomo spoke about, was enacted, and that's what the Gemara in Erevin speaks about. However, our Gemara does not show that wisdom, it shows merely Exeren, therefore it's not mentioned there in Erevin. Continues the Gemara, Rab Oishia Amar Mehacha. Rab Oishia says that Shniyas are learned from a different Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Pareyu, which Rashi interprets to mean, Higilu, reveal it, or the Masoras HaShas says, Higdiluhu, make the Torah bigger, make more enactments of Shniyos. And then, Altavar Boy, you will not pass over, you will not transgress on the Dvar Torah itself. Siteme Olav, you will veer away from the Aveira of the Torah itself, Avor, and you'll pass on. So in other words, by making the Torah bigger, you will cause, as a result, that people will not come to be over on the Iker Isser of the Torah. Amar Rav Ashi, Marshal the Rabbi Shlomo Dover Dover, what could we compare Rav Ashi's pasuk that he learned Shniyas from to La'ada Mishamer Paris, a person who's guarding a garden. Mishamer Bebechutz, if he guards it from the outside, Kulim Mishamer, then he can see the whole garden at one time, and everything is protected. But if he's guarding it from the inside, shelo fun of mishtamer, whatever he can see in front of him. If he's inside the garden, then obviously he can't see the whole garden at one time. So whatever in front of him, he can make sure that nobody steals what's in front of him. But shelo acher, what's behind him, ainu mishtamer, he's not able to protect that. But so the same thing, a takana, gzeira, siyog, make sure that you protect the whole garden. So Gemara says, This which Rav Ashi says is really fiction, it's false. Why? Hasam shalafon of Yemishtamir. Over there, when he's in the middle of the garden, he's at least watching in front of him. He's not watching in back of him, but the front is protected. Ha-ha. If you don't have the protection of a siyag, of fence around the Torah, ilav shniyos, it would not be in our case for the Rabbanan to enact the secondary arayas, pogaber v'gufa. Then you're protecting nothing. So the mashal of Rav Ashi is not really a precise mashal. By the garden, you're at least, when you're in the middle, you're protecting the front of the garden, which you see. But in our case, if you don't have the protection of the shniyos, you have nothing. Continues the Gemara, Rav Kana Amar Mahacha, different remez, Ushmartim is Mishmarti. It says in the parsha of Arias, you should protect my protections. And we learn out, it means, Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti, that you should make a siyag around the Torah. You should make an extra protection around my protections. That's a remez for shniyos. Amalei Abad Rav Yosef, Hoda Raisi. You told us in the beginning of our sugya, Amar Rava, Remez L'Shniyos Min HaTorah Minayim. What's a hint? That's not a hint, that's a pasuk. The pasuk says B'Feirush. The Gemara answers, no, it's the Raisa, but Pirshu Rabbanan. We call it a Remez because the Rabbanan had to interpret what the Torah meant. Ask the Gemara, call it Torah Nami Pirshu Rabbanan. The whole Torah, if without the Chacham we wouldn't understand clearly what the Torah is saying. You must always have Torah Shabbat to explain the Torah Shabbat, but yet here you're calling it a remez. And L'chayra, if the Pshat is, because the Rabbanan explained it, the Rabbanan explained the whole Torah. Why is this only a remez and the rest of the Torah is called a Deraisa? Ela, the Gemara answers, Mid Rabbanan. Really, this enactment is only Mid Rabbanan. Ukro asmachta bialma, and this what he brought from Mushmartim is Mishmarti, that is just a remez to the Torah. That's not really the pshat in the Torah, but it's a hint to this idea that in Arayas there should be an extra protection which the Rabbanan enacted by Shniyas. But the source is not the pasuk, the source is the Rabbanan. They just found a hint to it in the words of Ushmartim as Mishmarti. Continues the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, and we have learned in a Braisa, Mahem Shniyos, what are the examples of the secondary Arayas that the Rabbanan prohibited? And now the Gemara will go ahead and list 8 Shniyos, and they will be divided up into 4 sets of 2. The first set is Ein Imoy, Mid Arayasa, Imoy is Usser, his mother. The Rabbanan made Gzeira on the grandmother, his mother's mother. And because his mother's mother is prohibited, they also prohibited Ve'em Aviv, his father's mother. Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Amud Beis, L'chora, this should be Gzeira L'Gzeira. And we know the Rabbanan do not make one Gzeira on top of another. Aim Aviv is a Gzeira because of Aim Imoy, which itself is a Gzeira because of Imoy. And Rashi answers, as the Gemara does on Amud Beis, that since they are both called grandmothers, it's kula chad gzeira. It's considered like one gzeira that all grandmothers are prohibited, because if they would have permitted Eim Aviv, they would have come to permit Eim Imoy. And if they would have permitted Eim Imoy, they would come to the erva itself of Imoy. The next set is Eishes Avi Aviv and Ve'eishes Avi Imoy. We know that Midaraisa Eishes Aviv is an erva, and the Rabbanan made a gzeira that not only his father's wife is prohibited, but even his grandfather's wife is prohibited. And once they made that gzeira on a father's father's wife, they also prohibited a mother's father's wife. Again, Rashi asks the Gemara's Shaila on Amud Beis, it should be gzeira l'gzeira, and Rashi answers the same type of answer, that both of these are called grandfather's wives. And therefore, if one would be permitted, one would come to permit the other. And therefore, it's all one Zera. Grandfather's wives are prohibited. The next set is uncle's wives, in other words, aunts, who are related to the nephew somehow through a paternal, through an av relationship. So Midah writes, as Rashi points out, the erva is Eshes Achi Ha'av Min Ha'av, a father's brother's wife, when the father and the brother are brothers from their father. But because of this erva, the Rabbanan prohibited Eshes Achi Ha'av Min Ha'em, that even if they're only brothers from their mother and not from their father, the wife of that uncle will be prohibited. So there's already a tzad av, that it's your father's brother's wife. They also prohibited because of this, Eshes Achi Ha'em Min Ha'av, your mother's brother's wife. And how is your mother related to her brother? Through their father. They are not, they have different mothers, but they have the same father. So again, there's a tzad of av. And therefore, that uncle's wife is also a shnius, is also an istermit rabbanan, because if that uncle's wife would be permitted, one would come to permit Eshes Achi Ha'av Min Ha'em. And if that would be permitted, then Eshes Achi Ha'av Min Ha'av would be permitted. And that's mamish and arayis midaraisa. So therefore, the rabbanan prohibited both of these uncle's wives. Rashi brings the Gemara on Amud Beis, which will have a question, what about if there is no tzad av? For example, the mother's brother, and they have a common mother. The mother's brother's wife, when the mother and the brother are only related through their mother. So here there's no tzad av. Would that also be included in an uncle's wife, an aunt, that would be prohibited to the nephew or not? And since Rashi gives the example, and I would like to point out a beautiful sefer on Yevamos with diagrams, Mara Yevamos, and I am now looking at the diagram on Amud Mem Gimel, and it would be kedai for everyone to, I think, to purchase a sefer. It's really very well done. And he brings Rashi's example that Yaakov had a daughter Yocheved and a son Naphtali. So Naphtali and Yocheved are brother and sister through their father. And Yocheved had a child, Aaron. Aaron is prohibited in Naphtali's wife, Shifra, because this is his mother's brother's wife when the mother and brother are related through their father, Yaakov. Continues the Gemara with the next set. V'kalas b'noi, v'kalas b'toi. This is the final set, number 7 and 8, shniyos, is kalas b'noi, his son's daughter-in-law, because midaraisa, the erva, is his daughter-in-law, his own daughter-in-law. Here it's his son's daughter-in-law that was osur midrabbanan because of his own daughter-in-law. And kalas b'toi, since they prohibited his son's daughter-in-law, they also prohibited his daughter's daughter-in-law. However, continues the braisa, there are certain relationships which are mutter, where the rabbanan did not make gzeira. Umutter adam be'eshes chamov, a person is permitted in the wife of his father-in-law, if his father-in-law had two wives. One wife was his mother-in-law. The other wife was not his mother-in-law. If his father-in-law dies, then he will be permitted in Eshes Chamov. And there the Rabbanan did not make any shniyos. Also, Be'eshes Chorgoy. Rashi says, what is the definition of Chorgoy? Ben Ishtoy, his wife's son. It's not his son. In other words, it's a stepson. So if the stepson dies, the stepfather is permitted in the wife of the former stepson, or the stepson divorces his wife, so the stepfather will be permitted in that wife, in Eshes Chorgoy. The usher, however, he is usher bebas chorgoy. He's usher in his wife's son's daughter, he is prohibited. And actually, the Gemara is going to ask soon that this is not a shniyos. Why is this included here? Bas Chorgoy is an Issa Deraisa, as the Pasuk says in Vayikra Yudches, Pasuk Yudzayin, Ervas Ishu Bito Loisegale, as Bas Benov, as Bas Bito Loisikach, Legalis Ervasa, Shara Hena Zimahi. The daughter of your wife's son, your stepson's daughter, you're not allowed to take. So Bas Chorgoy, his stepson's daughter, that's Mamish and Issa Deraisa. And we'll see what the Gemara will answer. The Chorgoy and his stepson Mutter Beishtoy is if when the stepfather dies, the stepson is permitted to marry his other wife. Of course, his mother he's usher on. But if his stepfather had another wife and the stepfather dies, then the stepson is Mutter in his stepfather's other wife. Ubitoy and he is permitted in his stepfather's other wife's daughter. The Eishes Chorgoy Oimeres Loi, and the stepson's wife, if her husband died or divorced her, can say to her former husband's stepfather, Ani Muteres Loch, I am permitted to marry you. You can marry me. But Ubiti, but my daughter, which was your stepson's daughter, Asuraloch, that's Asur, Midaraisa. And as the Gemara will explain, she's trying to say, even though my daughter is Asur to you, Midaraisa, but I am Mutter to you, and the Rabbana did not make any Shniyos in this case. Ask the Gemara, Bas Chorgoy, Daraisi, Bas Chorgoy, why is that mentioned in this whole discussion of Shniyos? The stepson's daughter is an Issa Deraisa. Dichsev, as the Pasuk says, as Bas Bina, your wife's son's daughter, Ves Bas Bita, or your wife's daughter's daughter, is prohibited. Why is that included here in the discussion of Shniyos? The Gemara answers, Avad, it's an Issa Deraisa. Why did we quote it here in this Braisa? Mishum de Kaboy Lemisni Seifa. Since we wanted to say at this end of the Braisa, Eishes Chorgoy Mersloi, that his stepson's wife says to the stepfather, Ani Muteres Loch, I am permitted to you, Biti Asur Loch, but my daughter is Asur to you. And what does she mean by that statement? Va'afal gav de Biti Asur Loch Midaraisa, even though my daughter is prohibited to you, Midaraisa, Bididi, like Azur Be Rabbanon, to me, the Rabbanon did not make Gzera, and I am totally permitted to you. So since we want to quote what the Eishes Chorgoy is going to say to her former husband's stepfather, she's going to say this expression, therefore Tonereisha Nami Bas Chorgoy, that's why we included Bas Chorgoy in the discussion of Shniyos, even though it's Mamish and Erva from the Torah. Frey the Gemara Yehachi, if that is so, Eishes Chomov Nami Tema, we can make the same case where a woman will say, I am permitted to you, and my daughter is also to you, and the Rabbanan didn't make Gzera. Animit Muteres Loch, the wife of one's father-in-law, not his mother-in-law, but another wife of the father-in-law, after the father-in-law dies, she can say to her former husband's son-in-law, Animit Muteres Loch, I am permitted to you. However, Ubiti, but my daughter, Asur Loch, my daughter is going to be also to you. Why? The Havya Chois Ishtar, because that's going to be your wife's sister. And as we see in the diagram in the Sefer Mari Yevamis on the bottom, the last diagram on Amud Mem Dalid, if Moshe married two women, Shifra and Puah, and from Puah he had Esther as a daughter, and from Shifra he had Miriam as a daughter, and from Puah, the daughter was Esther, she married Adam, as he gives here the mashal in the diagram. So Adam is permitted if Moshe dies, his father-in-law dies, he's Mutter and his father-in-law's wife Shifra. However, Shifra can say to Adam, you are permitted to me, although my daughter Miriam, who is a sister of your wife Esther, how is she a sister of your wife Esther? Because they shared the common father Moshe, even though there's different mothers. Because your mother-in-law is Puah, and I am the mother, I share from the mother of Miriam, but yet Miriam and Esther are both daughters of Moshe, so Memela, you Adam, are usher to marry Miriam, my daughter, because that's a a sister of your wife Esther. Your mutter in me, but your usher in my daughter Miriam. So if we're giving such an example by the wife of one's stepson, why can't we have the same example by the wife of his father-in-law, asks the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, there's a difference. Hopsikalei, holoipsikalei, by the case of Bas Chorgoi, his stepson's daughter, that remains an erva forever. And that's why we mentioned it. However, ha, the case of Achois Ishtoi Leipzigalei, that does not remain forever, because if his wife dies, in the marshal that we gave, if Esther, the wife of Adam, dies, then after her death, Adam will be mutter to Shifra's daughter Miriam. And then it'll come out, be mutter both to Shifra, his father-in-law's wife, and to his father-in-law's wife's daughter Miriam, if his own wife Esther dies. And therefore, since it's not a clear-cut case which remains forever, it could end with the erva could end. That's why that marshal was not listed in this brisa. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav, says Rav, Arbo Nashim Yeshalan Hefsek. As Rashi explains, there are four women of the eight that we mentioned before, where the only Isser of Shnius is for that generation, not higher generations, not lower generations, only that generations. However, there are other four where the Isser is forever. For example, as Rashi gives the example, the Isser of Midarais is Emoi, the Shnius is Eim Emoi, and that Shnius, that the Rabbanu Regoizer of Eim Emoi, goes ad infinitum. In other words, not only his mother's mother, but his mother's mother's mother, and so on and so forth. And the same thing is with the Isser of Eshes Avi Aviv. Not only is Midaraisa Eshes Aviv prohibited, his father's wife, but even his grandfather's wife, and even his great-grandfather's wife, and it keeps going forever. And Rashi gives the klal, the sixth wide line at the bottom, says Rashi, towards the end of the Rashi of that line, V'taima mishum d'loi shaychebu erva d'raisa. Avol eim imoy d'shaychebu d'raisa erva d'raisa. Going imoy. V'eishas aviyoviv yesh b'd'raisa eishas av d'raisa. So Rashi says the klal, that whenever, if you go up or down, you will come on in that chain, one generation directly after the other, you'll come onto the Erva D'Oraisa. So there, the Rabbanon prohibited it ad infinitum, forever. For example, by a great-grandmother, if you keep going down, you'll come to grandmother, you'll come to mother. Mother's an Erva D'Oraisa. By a father's wife, if you start with the great-grandfather's wife, you go down to the grandfather, you go further down to the father, father's wife is an erva d'oraisa. Now, Rashi wants to know, why is it by a father's mother? So we're going, and here the halacha is that a grandfather's mother or a great-grandfather's mother is also prohibited. But here, if you go down, you will not come to an erva d'oraisa. The erva d'oraisa is imoy. Aim of it, your father's mother, that's already an extension because of imoy. But it's not a direct line to the erva of imoy. And yet we say that not only a father's mother, but even a grandfather and a great-grandfather's mother will also be prohibited. Why is that so? And Rashi answers, true, you do not come directly to an erva d'oraisa if you go straight up and down that line, but since it is so easily michlefa, it is exchanged very easy between a father's father's mother and a mother's mother's mother. In other words, after all, they're both great-grandmothers, and they look so identical. So people will come to confuse it, and therefore the Rabbanan enacted that even in that case of Eim Aviv, we go back ad infinitum. However, from the eight, there are four which are going to be only usher that generation. Arba Nashim Yeshlam Hefsek. Nakid Rav B'yodei Tlas. Rav knew of three. Learns Rashi that he had a Kabbalah for four, but he only knew three. The Meiri learns that, in fact, Rav disagreed with Ze'iri. We'll see in the next line, Ze'iri holds there were four. And Rav says that although I heard that there are four, I personally only believe that there are three. This is the way the Meiri learns the sugya here. What were the three that Rav felt are only, the Rabbanan only prohibited for that generation? They are Eishes Achiyo Eim Min Ha'av and Eishes Achiyo Av Min Ha'Eim. Those two, which we learned before, which were prohibited because of Eishes Achi Ha'av Min Ha'Av, a father's brother when they're both related. A wife of a father's brother when the two brothers are related from their father. There's only paternal in the whole relationship. That's also Midaraisa. And because of that, they prohibited, even when there's not a full paternal relationship, they prohibited the wife of an uncle from one's mother when the brother and sister are related from their father, so there's a tzad av, or eishes achiyo av min ha'eim, when it's the father's brother, so there is a tzad av, it's the father's brother, not the mother's brother, but they are related only min ha'eim. So both of those cases will only be prohibited that generation alone. As Rashi explains, because if you go up and down that column, you will not hit an Erva Deraisa. You have to move over to a father's brother from the father. And therefore, since you will not directly hit an Erva, the Rabbanan only prohibited that generation. Vikhalosai, and one's daughter-in-law. The Gemara is going to ask at the end of this Amid, Kala, daughter-in-law is an Issa Deraisa. Why are we mentioning it here by Shnius? And the Gemara will answer on Amid Beis that we're speaking about the daughter's daughter-in-law. And a daughter's daughter-in-law is also because of a son's daughter-in-law. And a son's daughter-in-law is also because of one's own daughter-in-law. So Bishloima, by a son's daughter-in-law, there is no Hefsek. It goes to the grandson and the great-grandson ad infinitum. Because if you go back up the line, you will finally hit the son's daughter-in-law, and then you'll finally hit one's own daughter-in-law. And therefore, you'll be touching an Isser, an Erva Deraisa. And in that case, the Rabbanan prohibited the whole line ad infinitum. However, by a daughter's daughter-in-law, if you go up the line, you're not going to hit the erva of daughter-in-law. You're not going to hit the father's daughter-in-law. And therefore, they only prohibited that generation. The Ze'iri, most of Ze'iri adds, af eishes avi imoy. Not only the three that you, Rav, said, but even that erva of Eishes Av. And what did we prohibit? We also prohibited a mother's father's wife. So he said that since if you go up and down that column, again, you will not hit directly the erva of Eishes Av. If you go Eishes Avi, Aviv, and you go down, you'll finally hit Eishes Av. You go directly down the line, father to son, you'll hit Eishes Av. That's the Erva Deraisa. But when you go Eishes Avi Imoy, and you go down the line, you will not hit directly Eishes Av. And therefore, the rule is that then it's only us or that generation alone. So by Eishes Avi Imoy, the Rabbanan did not say that Eishes Av Avi Imoy is also prohibited. Amram Nachum Yitzchak v'Simanei, what's a simon? That which Ze'iri prohibited more than Rav, he permitted more than Rav, the Iluye de Rav, he's a generation higher than Rav. Rav was speaking only on the level of uncles, that the certain uncles are prohibited as Shniyos only that generation. For example, Eishes achi imoy mina'av is prohibited, but eishes achi ein imoy mina'av will be permitted. Or eishes achi ho'av mina'im is prohibited, but eishes achi avi ho'av mina'im is mutter. If you go back one generation for those two shniyos, it is permitted. So Rav was only speaking about uncles, that generation is usher, a previous generation is mutter. Whereas Ze'iri was speaking about already a generation previous, because Ze'iri was permitting Eishes Avi Imoy, that there is no Isser, for example, in Eishes Avi Imoy, his mother's father's father, and that's his great-grandfather's wife, according to Ze'iri, will be mutter. So what generation was he speaking about? Which of the Shnius was he speaking about? He was speaking about the Shnius of a generation that comes before uncles, and that is his mother's father's wife. That's his grandfather's wife. That's one generation that precedes the uncles, and that's the siman to know what Ze'iri permitted. Ask the Gemara question for Rav, my time, Lechoshevle, why didn't Rav also consider Ze'iri, his Shnius, that it's also only prohibited that generation? Why does he say, I only know three? Here you have a fourth one. The Gemara answers, Michlef Lei, Be'eshes Avi Oviv. He felt that when we're speaking about Eishes Avi Imoy, it's very easy to mix it up with Eishes Avi Oviv. And therefore, since by Avi Oviv it's ad infinitum, Rav felt, even by Avi Imoy, it'll also be ad infinitum. The Ze'iri, what does Ze'iri do with what Rav said? Lahasim Shchiach V'Ozel. To his father's family, that's where he usually goes. But Lahacha to his mother's family, Lo Shchiach V'Ozel. He doesn't go as frequently to his mother's family as he does to his father's family. So he knows that by his father's family, the Chazal made a stronger prohibition than by his mother's family. He's used to his father's family, and he knows that over there were chumras which date back to his father and his grandfather's great-grandfather, and he will not come to mix it up because of a kula which we have by the mother's family, that it's only for that generation of Eishes Avi Imoy and not preceding generations. He will not make that mistake. Says the Gemara, Kalosoi, you said, Rav, that one of the three which is only prohibited that generation is his daughter-in-law. Kalosoi daraisahi. That's a din daraisa. How could you say on that it has a hefsik? Because it's a derabonin, a shnius, and it's a shnius that the rabbonin said is only prohibited one generation? That's an issa daraisa, daughter-in-law. Dichsiv, ervas kalosko loisagala. The Gemara says, Eima Kalas Benoi, not his daughter-in-law, but the daughter-in-law of his son. The Gemara says, that's also not a good answer. Why? The Kalas Benoi, even though you're right, it's a Shnius, but is it a Shnius that doesn't have a Hefsik? That has a Hefsik? The Kalas Benoi, Yeshla Hefsik? That's not true. Vatanya Kalosai Erva. Midor Raisa, his daughter-in-law is an Erva. Kalas Benoi Shniyah. The Rabbanan said that even your son's daughter-in-law is also prohibited. The Chein Atoimer, Bivnoi, his son's daughter-in-law, Yubiven Benoi, his grandson's daughter-in-law, Atsoif Kolodiris, until all the generations, his great-grandson's daughter-in-law, etc., etc., ad infinitum. So we see that by Kalas Benoi, there is no Hefsik. So how could you say that one of the three is Kalas Benoi? Elaim Kalas Bitoi. You'll have to say that the one of the three is the last of the eight Shnius, which it was his daughter-in-law's, his daughter's daughter-in-law, that is only prohibited that one generation. His granddaughter's daughter-in-law will not be prohibited. The Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Ha Milsa Megaver Rabbi Shmili, I heard this following thing from a great man. Umani, and who is it? Rab Ami. Loi Asru Kala, Elovne Kala. They only prohibited Kala because of Kala. And that seems like an enigmatic riddle. What does that mean? Va'omruli Kaldoi, as Rashi says, the Chayzub Kachavim, the stargazers, told me, Malfanahavis, Rashi says, Chacham Tia, you're going to be a big Chacham. You're going to teach Torah, Amina, and I said to myself, I didn't know what that meant, what the stargazers were telling me. Igavra Rabba Avina, if they meant that I'm going to be an Adam Gadol, as Baramidaiti, I'll be able to figure out myself, what does it mean, what does the riddle mean, Lo Yasra Kala El Bnei Kala? And if the stargazers meant, Imikri Dardike Avina, that I'm just going to be, teach children, I'm not going to be such an Adam Gadol, Ashalem Rabbanan, Dasla Beknishta. So I'll be learning with the children in the Beis HaMedrash, in the Shul. That's where the Malamdim used to have their class. And the Rabbanan would come in to learn. So Ashalem Rabbanan, I'll ask Taka Big Talmid Chachamim, what's the pshat in the Rav Ami's riddle, Lo Yasru Kala El Bnei Kala? Hashda, Baruch Hashem, I see that the stargazers meant I'm going to be an Adam Gadol. Why? Because Svartu Midatoy, I was able to figure out from my own understanding what Rav Ami meant with his enigmatic riddle, Lo Yasru Kala El Bnei Kala. You know what it means, like Asru Kalas Bitoy Elamishum Kalas Benoy. Why is Kalas Bitoy Asr, his daughter's daughter-in-law? It's only prohibited because of his son's daughter-in-law. But, as Rashi explains, based on the rule that we said at the bottom of Amud Aleph, that the only time we go back ad infinitum, or future generations ad infinitum, is only when you're going to touch at some point an erva d'oraisa. So by his son's daughter-in-law or grandson's daughter-in-law, if you go back far enough, you'll come to his daughter-in-law, which is an erva d'oraisa. So then the Rabbanan prohibited it ad infinitum. But by his daughter's daughter-in-law, which is only prohibited not to mix it up with his son's daughter-in-law, and if you go back, you won't come to his own daughter-in-law, erva d'oraisa. There, the Rabbanan only prohibited it for that one generation. So that is the explanation. What is the difference between his son's daughter-in-law, which is prohibited forever, in all subsequent generations, grandson's daughter-in-law, great-grandson's daughter-in-law, etc., and why by his daughter, it's only his daughter's daughter-in-law that's prohibited. I'll give you an example of where we find in one family that there was a son's daughter-in-law and there was a daughter's daughter-in-law, and it could get confusing, and that's why the Rabbanan prohibited. Kalasa debay bar tzasoi, who had both a son's daughter-in-law and a daughter's daughter-in-law. Rav Papa Amar, Kigon Kalasa debay Rav Papa bar Abba. Rav Ashi Amar, Kigon Kalasa debay Mori bar Isik. And Toysus in the second Toysus, Divrei HaMaskil Rav Ashi says, Kol Chad Nakad Oysa Shoya B'yamav. They're all saying the same thing, that it's, they are giving examples of families that had both a daughter's daughter-in-law and a son's daughter-in-law, and they were just giving examples of what was taking place in their time, and that's why the Rabbanan prohibited the daughter's daughter-in-law because of the son's daughter-in-law. The only difference, the son's daughter-in-law is ad infinitum, as opposed to the daughter's daughter-in-law, that's only for that generation. Iboyelahu, the Gemara had a shaila of what we discussed on Amud Aleph, Eishes Achiyah Eimenayim. Mahu, what happens if there is no tzad av in the uncle's wife, the nephew's aunt? There is no father involved at all, meaning it's his mother's brother, and the mother and brother are siblings from one mother and not the same father. So there's absolutely no tzad av. Mahu, what is it then? Is this included in the shnius or not? Do I say, when it's one's father's brother's wife and their brothers from a mother, maternal brothers, but at least they are my father's brother, or it's my mother's brother, but they are brother and sister from one father. Each of these two cases has a tzadav. Who the gozer Rabbanan? That's when the Rabbanan were gozer, that's also a shniyas. Aval hecha deleka tzadav. But when it's my mother's brother, and they are related only from their mother, there is no tzadav. Like gozer Rabbanan, the Rabbanan were not gozer. Or dilma leishna, maybe there is no difference. All of these cases are considered uncle's wives. It doesn't make a difference whether there is a tzadav there or not. And the Rabbanan would include this case in the prohibition of shniyas. That is the Gemara's question. So first, Rav Safra had a question on this. What's your hava minute to say that this should be osir? Amar Rav Safra, he gufa gzeira. To say that, for example, a father's brother when they're only related from their mother is prohibited because of a father's brother from when they're related from their father, that's already a gzera. Now you want to make a mother's brother when they're only related from their mother, that's a gzera l'gzera. He guf gzera, not nakim and nigs gzera l'gzera. Are we going to make one gzera on top of another? So what's your havim? Of course, this case would be mut amarava. That's not a concern. Atakulu lav gzera l'gzera ninu. Aren't all of the shniyas an example of gzera l'gzera? And yet we prohibit it. And Rashi, of course, says that kulu here is lav dafke. There are certainly cases amongst the eight shniyos which are not gzera l'gzera. For example, Aim Imoy, the grandmother, is not a gzera l'gzera. That's because of the erva of Imoy itself. That's a one gzera. But there are cases of gzera l'gzera. Let's say, Kalas Bitoy, his daughter's daughter-in-law, is a gzera because of his son's daughter-in-law, which itself is a gzera because of Kalasoy, his own daughter-in-law. So that we, and the Gemara is going to go through the cases here and show where we have one gzera l'gzera after the other. Otu kulu, which means at least some of them, aren't they also gzera l'gzera ninu? For example, imoy erva, aim imoy shnia. So the Rabbanim prohibited the grandmother, the mother's mother, as a shnia. And then v'gazra aleim av mishum aim imoy. Then they made it l'chayra gzera l'gzera, because they said not only the mother's mother, but even the father's mother. And you see the Rabbanan prohibited. And what's Taka reason why they prohibited a aim of it, the time of my, because Kulu, as Rashi brings on Amid Aleph, Kulu debay aim or Rabosi Karle, they're all called the grandmother. So grandmothers are prohibited, whether it's the mother's mother or whether it's the father's mother. It's all Kuloi Chadigzer. It's all considered one Zer to protect the Erva of Imoy. Let's go to the next one. Ashes of Erva. The father's wife is an Erva. Ashes avi aviv shniyah. So the Rabban said that also the grandfather's wife is a shniyah. But then also, the gazral ashes avi imoy mishum ashes avi aviv. Once they prohibited a father's wife, they also prohibited the mother's father's wife. The wife of one's grandfather, even if the grandfather is from a mother and not your father's wife. The time am I, what is the reason that they prohibited? Because kulu debe abba rabba korle, because this woman who's married to one's grandfather, it's a grandfather's wife. What is the difference if it's the father's wife or it's the mother's wife? It's all a grandfather, and if they're going to permit one grandfather's wife, they will come to permit the other grandfather's wife, and then they'll come to permit the erva deraisa father's wife. So memel, it's all kuloi chodik zera, it's one zera. Then we have the next set, same thing. Eishes achiyav min av erva. Midaraisa, what is an erva? The father's brother when they are brothers from one father. Eishes achiyav min aim shnia. So when it's the father's brother's wife, but they're only brothers from their mother, that's a shnia. That's a gzera because of eishes achiyav min av. V'gozru al eishes achiyav min av. Mishum Eishes Achiyo Av Menaim. Since we're already prohibiting the wife of the father's brother when they're related maternally, because there's a tzad av there, so they also prohibited the mother's brother's wife, the uncle's wife, when the father, when the uncle is related to one's mother from the father. So that one gzera, it would seem, was made because of another gzera. V'tayim amai. Why, in fact, did they make one gzera on top of the other? Mishum dekula debe doidi karlu. Because they're all wives of uncles. So my. So your question of gzera of safra is not a question. Because throughout the whole brisa, throughout the takanas of Chazal and Shniyas, they didn't care here about gzera l'gzera because they considered it all one big gzera. If we're going to permit some uncles, then we're going to permit all uncles. the wives of all uncles. If we're going to permit some grandmothers, we'll permit all grandmothers, we'll permit the mother herself. And therefore, we have to make across the board. So that's not a problem of Gzera. But now the question is, but is there an issue? Because in the case that we were asking a question, there's no tzad av. Maybe they only made across the board when at least there's a tzad av. It looks some way like the Issa Deraisa, which is a father's brother when the brothers are related through the father. But when it's a mother's brother, and how are the mother and the brother related? Only through their mother, there's no tzad av. Perhaps there, so far, the Rabbanan did not make the gzera. What is the din?
We will see the Gemara's answer in tomorrow's shir.